Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Good Wednesday, everyone. A buddy of mine has been on the show before. Marianne, if listening in Bucks County, was at the Doylestown School Board meeting last night. And it was about the March 14th event, the walkout protest on March 14th, organized, supported, and assisted by local anti-gun, anti-NRA, pink hat agitators on the left, like Rise Up Doylestown, are behind this. She said the students were emotional, heartfelt, respectful, and civil, except for this one parent who went nuts. Doylestown is another one of those bubbles like Cherry Hill, where, you know, they just think magic thinking is going to stop people that want to do harm to the kids that are in said schools. Now, joining us is someone we had on back in mid-February. And we asked you to come on today because we think voices like this should be heard versus the other voices that you're hearing in the media. Savannah Lindquist was someone who went to Temple University before she was attacked by a male there. And when we had her on the last time, the talk was because Temple, you can't carry on campus. She didn't have her weapon with her as a young woman to protect herself. And the result of that, and she moved on from Temple to another place. She joins us, Savannah does, on the Spring Dance Hot Tubs Hotline on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Savannah Lindquist, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, Savannah, you went to Temple how long ago?
I left in, it was about November of 2016.
November 2016, and you were pretty happy there, but you had this really bad experience, and you are someone, how old were you when you left?
I was 22.
22.
No, 21.
And at what point did you have the right to have a weapon coming from wherever you were coming from?
Well, sort of depended on what kind of weapon.
Right.
You know, rifle, B-18. But I could get my concealed carry permit when I was 21.
21, okay. And yet you couldn't carry on Temple's campus, right?
Correct.
And as a result of that, that's what traumatized you in addition to the attack, as I remember it, Savannah, to move to another college. Because you would have been able to protect yourself.
Yeah, I mean, it was a hard decision to leave. But I, every single time, you know, I was too scared really to even leave my apartment. But every time I got on campus and it just had no way to really defend myself other than, you know, my rape whistle that was on my keys, which unfortunately didn't, you know, work. You know, it's not an effective way to defend yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I just felt sort of like I was being victimized all over again, and so I had to leave.
So when you see this debate, breaking news today, now Dick's Sporting Goods, you know, when you see the age restrictions increasing here, what people can have to arm themselves, and you see the kids coming off Parkland, we haven't spoken since February 13th, I think. What are your thoughts here? What's going through your mind?
Well, I mean, in terms of the Dick's Sporting Goods thing, you know, I'm a proud capitalist, and I think, you know, as a private business, they certainly have the right to do whatever it is they want to do. And as, you know, customers and consumers, we also have the right to shop there or don't, or try to protest them or do whatever you want to do. I think that they have good intentions, but I don't think that this is really solving the problem. You know, it's absolutely tragic what happened in Florida. They're really, you know, tragic doesn't even begin to cover it. But I think what we're doing here is going after the Second Amendment instead of really trying to prevent this from ever happening again. You know, I read their statement, and, you know, it was well written, but I don't think it's going to be effective.
No, and you're one of the people we've had on who exemplify one of the groups that benefits most by the Second Amendment, I think. Young women like you who are trained can deal with this and can be self-sufficient and protect themselves. And sadly, if colleges would allow what should be pro forma here, people to be armed in that manner that have qualified for a concealed carry permit, maybe your situation wouldn't have been as traumatic.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I've been shooting since I was about 9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm more than competent with a firearm. But, you know, people like me, I guess, don't matter in that sort of narrative.
Well, it matters here, and that's why we invited you on. So, Savannah, you were out there. We found you nationally. What are you? Why have you done these interviews, et cetera? What are you trying to tell people?
Well, I think when you go public about an assault, it's not an easy decision, mm-hmm. and it's certainly not one that I took lightly.
Right.
But I noticed that in the sort of anti-gun narrative, it was all about how guns are like these horrible killing machines or whatever they even call them now. But that's not true. I mean, sure, horrible people do horrible things. But the Second Amendment, it's about self-defense. And if I have to sort of bare my soul to the world and make public the worst thing that's ever happened to me, just to have one woman, you know, consider becoming knowledgeable about firearms,
mm-hmm.
you know, for me, it was worth it.
Well, I commend you. You're exactly right. I can't imagine doing that and making the decision to relive that, to talk about it, to go public, all with that goal in mind. And this is often lost in the media. They don't stop and think that young women like you, or women in general, benefit by this every bit as much as men. Savannah, thank you for coming on again today, and good luck, and we'll call you again down the road. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices, anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.